and I was looking at the hills back here in people's private yards, thinking maybe we had to set up a table and go clear back there. But no, there's a road behind Wright Field that I didn't even know about, and I've been down in Centerville most of my life, been down around Centerville with relatives, and there's a road back here I didn't even know about, and they have got a platform built out there behind the Wright center field wall, and this is a good view. I tell you, folks, if you've never seen a high school game from virtually atop the outfield fence, this is a place to come. And, you know, when you mentioned the 7-foot fence and you thought at first, how are we going to be able to see the game from behind a 7-foot fence? A lot of people don't think we see the same game that they see anyway when we watch it. No, they don't think that. We just had to throw that out there. The only downside of where we're at in center field is that it's about 92 degrees, 94 degrees, and we are in total sunshine here, right?
But
it's a great way.
But we've got a breeze. There's a slight breeze, and you look at the two dugouts. The two dugouts are enclosed for Centerville and tonight for the visitor, Albia. Those girls aren't going to get what we're getting out here.
And it's going to be very hot on the field. Centerville, of course, decked out in the black uniforms, white numbers, and red socks, and they've got to be hot. And Albie, of course, in the white pants, blue stripes, and blue tops. Those kids have to be hot. And a good friend of mine, Mike O'Connor, a lot of people know Mike up in that press box area. He's got to be pretty hot up in that very small press box area. We've got the best seat in the house.
We do. Mike is going to do the PA tonight. He does for Centerville what I do for Albia, and he has got a folding chair set up outside of their press box. And that is where they're going to hand the microphone out to him, and he will do the PA announcing from outside the press box.
And the scoreboard's about 8 feet from us, to my left.
We should be able to see the score.
So we've got a great ball game coming your way tonight. Albia needs to win to advance. The winner of this game will play either Sheraton or Clark of Osceola. Clark was rated much of the year. That's being played tonight in Osceola. So round two will be in Osceola on Friday. That's why Albia is hoping to win this one, because they would have Bossard back and Smallwood back. So key game for them for lots of reasons. We've got a lot of great sponsors. I want to thank Randy Barger here. He is one of the assistant coaches for Centerville Red. Nick Maloma. Nick Maloma, great guy there. And Nick, we've known some of his family in the past. He is the head coach. He helped us get set up here. The assistants, Matt Kovacevic, and of course, Randy Barger, who just brought you and I a Gatorade in the water, and we appreciate Randy's help. You've known him for a long time.
Randy and I worked together at Hy-Vee over at the warehouse. Randy's still there. I worked with Randy probably 10 years before I retired, and I've known him a long time. I watched his daughter Danielle come up and play basketball with Centerville and also softball. And she's a good athlete. I saw her a couple weeks ago out at her job at Destination Park down at Lake Rathbun. He's got a younger daughter, Alyssa, that plays for Centerville. And Randy has always been very good to Albia people, really. He does. He bends over backwards. They're very accommodating down here.
Mitch Chance, head coach for the Albia Lady Bees, assisted by Janie Dorfinghaus and Darren Hill. Speaking of Mitch Chance, that reminds me that right after this commercial message, we're going to talk to Coach Chance about the season and tonight's game. So stay tuned. Right after this, we'll have that for you.
This is Alice at Bill and Ray's checking in with our July special. This month, get a DOT truck inspection for just $65 and your trailer for just $20 more. Bill and Ray's is your full-service truck shop with an on-site parts department, 16 bays, experienced technicians, and a new trucker's lounge. So don't let July slip away. Get in this month's special at Bill and Ray's truck shop in Oskaloosa. A DOT inspection is $65 and a truck and trailer inspection is $85. Call or stop in today. Bill and Ray's, 673-3370, from your bumper to your taillight. We'll keep you rolling.
My reality is helping my parents. Mom just got out of the hospital, and now she has new medications added to her old medications. Fortunately, we go to MediCap Pharmacy. They're knowledgeable, professional, and caring. The pharmacist told Mom how and when to take all of her medications and informed us about possible side effects. Now that's a healthy dose of reality. For a healthy dose of reality, visit the Oskaloosa MediCap Pharmacy store today.
Pharmacy. Make time for you.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Well, the regular season is now over for the Albia girls softball team, the Albia baseball squad, but that doesn't mean the season's over. There's district play in front of us, and tonight, before tonight's game, We want to talk to Mitch Chance, the head coach of the Albia girls softball squad, because the girls start district play tonight, and we're here in Centerville. And Mitch, good to see you, and it's hard to believe the season is behind us, but now we're into the second season, and that's all important. And I know your girls are pretty much ready to go, but let's reflect, first of all, back on this season. You have very few seniors on this squad. At some point when the season ends, you're going to miss some of these kids, but you've only got three. And who are those three seniors who have given you some great leadership this year, too?
Our three Lady D softball seniors are second baseman Anna Riley. We have DH Rochelle Heineman and first baseman Cassie Smallwood. And all three of those girls have had a big part in our season. And, you know, hopefully we can keep it going a couple more games and extend their softball careers.
One thing, Mitch, you went into this season knowing you had a pretty young ball club. And you never know what you're going to get with a young team. And you got pretty much, I think, what you expected. Some games that were outstandingly played, and then some others that you would probably say, gee, we could have played a lot better. But this was a team that we noticed when Bill and I broadcast these games this year, that this team really continued to improve and made dramatic improvement, we thought, from the beginning of the year, this young team, to the end of the year.
Well, you know, that's what you're hoping is improvement throughout the season. And, you know, going into the year, I bet if you look back at the first article that the paper wrote about our softball season, that I figured that we would be contending probably for third place because I thought Clark and both Eddyville were a step above the rest of the conference, and that's exactly how it ended up. So, you know, obviously that's not where we wanted to finish. You know, our goal every year is to try to win a conference title. But, you know, finishing behind two teams like that, there's nothing to be ashamed of about that. And you're right. You know, we started out the year, we'd lost seven games because of rainouts early in the year. And seven games that we probably would have been favored to win. And you lose those seven games because of rainouts. You know, usually don't make those games up. You know, and then we got into a little bit of a tough of our schedule. And things weren't going well, but, you know, just like our season went last year, we turned things around, and, you know, from midway point, to the end of the year here, we've improved, I think, dramatically. And, you know, and just like any coach, if you're going to be playing your best ball, you want to be playing it at the end of the year. And, you know, hopefully we can, string together a couple wins here to make a run.
I know you mentioned Clark of Osceola. Of course, they were ranked in the top 10 in their class through much of the year, and they really got on a roll late in the year. They won 11 in a row or more than that. Eddyville was ranked much of the year. They finished second. You finished a solid third, and what was your record in the conference and overall?
We finished 15-17 overall record, and we finished 4-6 in the conference. And that is, like I said, that is where, you know, before the season began, I thought that's where we would be. But we had a couple really, really nice wins throughout that conference season, beating, highly ranked Eddyville at Eddyville after they had really beaten us bad at Albia. I believe it's, they beat us in four innings the first time we played. And then the last game of the year against Davis County, that game was for third place. And we came out and really probably played our best game of the year offensively and won 15-4, I believe. So those two conference games you're going to look back on, and those are probably the two most memorable of the conference year.
Well, the same week you beat a ranked Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont team, you also beat a rated Oskaloosa team, which is a class ahead of you.
Yeah, and that game, I think, was more surprising than anything. That Eddyville game, you know, we did a lot of things good, but, you know, to string together back-to-back wins like that against quality ranked teams, that was, it surprised me a little bit. But, you know, the girls kind of fed off that after those two games. That's really when we started playing our best, and it was nice to see. And the girls needed those two wins because we had struggled early in the season. And, you know, when you get a couple wins like that, everything about you gets a little bit more confident, and things start to get a little bit easier for you.
And we noticed that the confidence level came up. It all starts in softball, especially with pitching, though. And Lexi Van Polen, only a sophomore, and her battery mate, Emma Deneen, only a sophomore. Good things to look ahead to, hopefully tonight and certainly in the next 2 years. But Lexi very much developed, and it was fun to see her move the ball around a lot more this year, and I know you have a dramatic part in that. But her confidence level came up, too. She's still not a big strikeout pitcher, but she certainly doesn't beat herself with walks anymore. She's got pretty good command.
Oh, she, you know, she's been this way for 3 years. You know, she, last year, it's very similar to how this year started out for her. You know, she wasn't hitting her spots early in the year, and then, boom, all of a sudden things started to click for her. She was doing, you know, throwing the ball wherever she wanted to, and Emma Dineen does a wonderful job catching her. They've, you know, they've caught since, well, they've both played when they were eighth graders. And you know, when you've caught somebody for 3 years, you know exactly what they want to do, where they want to set up, and they do a great job together. And it's going to be exciting to have those girls for two more years. And like I said, they work so well together. And I just, like I said, I'm really, really happy with what we have going on right now. And just, you know, they're gonna continue to get better.
Sydney Weldon became one of the best leadoff hitters, one of the finest hitters in the conference this year, not only hitting for average but for power. She has continued to develop her game too, hasn't she?
Oh, she's just amazing, and I don't know if I've seen anything like something what I've seen of Sydney this year as a leadoff hitter.
She's very intense too about her game, isn't she?
Oh, she is. You know, she, when she gets out, you know, just like anybody, she gets, you know, she wants to get on base every time, and that's a great mentality to have. I mean, when you put in her numbers in Class 3A, she's in the top 10 in every offensive category: runs, homers, doubles, triples, slugging, average. I mean, she's had a first-team All-State type of year. And, you know, when we're going well, Sydney, you know, Sydney starts off that game with a base hit. And that is so – she has had such a fabulous year. And, when you've had that kind of year, you know, you don't want it to end. Mm-hmm. And like I said, when she starts things for us, our team just rallies behind her. And, you know, and of late, you know, our top – five or six girls in the order, Kenzie Griffin is had an amazing year. I was looking at her stats the other day. She's got two or more hits, I believe, in the last eight games, and that's, you know, she I think she's over the 400 mark now on her average. She has just came through in so many situations for us. Alexi Van Polen has gotten hot of late. Rochelle Heineman's had that steady year. Anna Riley has as well. And in the bottom of our order with Mary Shepard and Caitlin Spieler and Emma Dineen, Cassie Smallwood, they have had their best probably 10 games, you know, at the end of the year. So, you know, we're all doing the right things right now. I just, you know, just tonight we've got to string together some hits. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times in games this year, we've had eight or nine hits in a game, but we don't ever string them together. And we've got to string hits together, because tonight's not going to be a 1-0 game. It's not going to be a 2-1 game. You know, I think if we win, we're going to have to put up five or six runs. I really believe that's the number for us to get five or six, and you know, because they're a good hitting team, and they're gonna score some runs. We've got to be able to you know, sustain that big inning, and hopefully, you know, we have that one big inning to get us going.
Centerville defeated you up here earlier in the year, won pretty handily. Then you went down there later in the year, lost I think 5-1 in that game, a game that was very winnable. But it was after that point in the year that you really came on very strongly. What kind of a game? You mentioned kind of what you expect tonight. What can you tell us about Centerville? Who are their key people that we want to keep an eye on tonight that you have to watch?
Well, their main player, or their main girl on their team is their pitcher, the Kylie Misetich, mm-hmm. and she is a heck of a pitcher, and we really struggle against her. And there's teams that really struggle against her. And, you know, we've had two or three weeks now to prepare for her, and that's what we've done. We've really tried to prepare offensively some things we could do to help us out with her. So we've done some drills and some and different batting things to help us get ready for her. But she's a great pitcher. She hits spots. She throws a really good rise ball. And they've got some outstanding hitters. The Lang girl, the Demery girl. There's a Barger girl. I mean, they hit the ball. And the thing is, they've hit the ball well twice off Lexi. You know, and the second time Lexi threw much better against them. But, you know, we all know that Lexi's not that big strikeout pitcher. So, you know, for order us to win the game, we're going to have to be flawless defensively. And, you know, we've had three quality practices in the last 4 days, obviously playing two games Saturday. But the girls have been really loose. They've been focused. We've had a lot of fun at practice. And, you know, this time of the year, you just got to you gotta keep getting better and work on your weaknesses. And you know, hopefully that these extra days of practice has helped us for tonight. But when it all comes down to it, it's going to be one out on the field. So let's just hope we can put together a quality game.
We didn't get to go to the Ottumwa tournament. We were here. We were committed to do some baseball games. Ottumwa tournament, the Ottumwa Classic's always very tough down there. What's the situation at shortstop? I know at the end of the year, Tegan Bossard came up ill. You had to go with Mary Shepard. What an outstanding eighth grader going into the freshman class she is. Her speed adds a whole new dimension for you, too. Who are we going to see at shortstop tonight?
We're going to see Mary Shepard tonight at shortstop. We're all looking forward to having Tegan back, and hopefully if we can pull this game out tonight, that we're going to have her back Friday. I am not a doctor in terms of when she can and can't play, and we've got to follow their advice. So, you know, she was diagnosed with mono, and you know, mono varies for every person.
It's unpredictable.
It is, and we just, you know, we hope the best for Tegan. And like I said, she's going to be in the dugout with us tonight for the first time in a week. So, you know, we need her back. We want her back. She wants to be there, and hopefully, you know what, we can extend this season so she can get back out there and do what she does best, and that's play shortstop.
She was playing very well defensively, particularly from the midpoint of the season on.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, just I don't know what it is, and it's something I've got to take a look at myself and find out why the last 2 years it's taken us halfway through the season to start playing. But you know, that's been the way we've been the last 2 years, and definitely Tegan has been very, very good the last, you know, 3 weeks, and it was a shame to see her go down. But you know, we're gonna do everything we can to get through this game and get her back.
The nice thing is you've had more time now for Mary Shepard to get into that role at shortstop, because when Tegan went down, there wasn't a lot of prep time that you had there.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And this is a funny story about Mary. We found out that the night we played Davis County for the third place game in the conference place, we found out the day of that Tegan was not going to be available, and I called Sydney Weldon that morning. I said, Sydney, I need you to come take some balls at shortstop. I don't want to put somebody else in a situation there because it's such a big spot. Sydney Weldon come down, takes 50, 75 ground balls, and she was all ready to go. Me and her talked a little bit, and we just said, you know what, you're our center fielder. We're going to keep you in center field. Right before game time, on the way to the game, I said, Mary, you're playing short tonight. She goes, okay, coach, that'll work. You know, I just kind of didn't think anything about it. Just went out there and played, and she had an outstanding game that night at shortstop. And, you know, somebody that's young like that really, you know, maybe doesn't understand, you know, what we were playing for that night. But, boy, I tell you what, she had a great mindset, and she went out and played a great game. You know, there's still things that she's learning there, just like every young person does. But she's really done a nice job, and these extra days of practice have really, really benefited her. And just, you know, for all the situations we do, the throwdowns to second, she's gotten better with them. We're gonna have to have a good game out of her tonight, because they put the ball in play, and she's gonna be busy tonight at short.
Well, Mitch, pretty much the same lineup we're gonna see tonight.
Yeah, we will see the same lineup. There will be one change tonight, and many people I don't know this. Cassie Smallwood had a death in her family, a terrible situation. And Cassie's not going to be with us tonight. She drove 12 hours to her grandmother's funeral. So Rochelle Heineman is going to be at first base tonight. That is really our only change. She will not be the DP. She will be playing first base tonight. And you know, Rochelle has had 3 or 4 days, and she's played first base before. She does a nice job there. Obviously, she she accepted that role right away when I told her there was no pressure with her. She just like, you know what, no problem at all, coach. And she's ready to go. And you know what, we've got to step our game up. You know, this is, you know, you're down two starters from what you had most of the year. So, but it's one of those things you got to deal with that, and you just got to play through it and hope for the best.
Well, we hope you win tonight, Mitch. Of course, game's not too far off. And of course, the winner will take on Clark or Sheraton, and that's being played tonight too. Clark's got to be the favorite there, I would assume.
Yeah, you know what? And here's the thing about Sheraton is, and I the Clark coach and I are very good friends. You know, we talk quite a bit in terms of softball, and this game really, really scares her because Sheraton has played them tough two times this year, The Bingston girl, Ellie Bingston's her name, for Sheraton, a sophomore pitcher, she has pitched really, really well of late. They won five straight games before, I believe, their last loss towards the end of the year. But she does a nice job. And, you know, when it's a one-game situation, you never know. One bad inning can cost you your season. So, you know, I guarantee Clark's not looking past Sheraton. And, you know, Sheraton has nothing to lose going up there. And I really expect that to be a close game. And Deb's had that history of playing really well at tournament time. So, there, you know, Sheraton's going to be ready to go.
We'll look forward to an Albie victory tonight, Mitch. Always good to see you and talk to you, and appreciate all your help during the year. You've got the team going in the right direction, and let's hope it continues to go that way tonight.
Thanks, Richard. I appreciate all the coverage you have given us this year, and it's been a pleasure. The girls love doing the interviews, and hopefully we can have a couple more interviews for the end of the year.
I'd like that, too. Mitch Chance, we'll be back with more for tonight's game right after this.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
At Pella Motors, we won't be beat on price, period. So if you're looking for a great deal on a brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, and saving big money makes you happy, Pella Motors will not be beat on price, period.
You'll drive away happy, the Pella Motors guarantee.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're ready to go here in Centerville, Iowa. Centerville Redettes hosting the Albia Lady Ds. We appreciate the pregame there with Mitch Chance. The stage is set for this first round of district play. Randy Stafford, yours truly, Rich Grimes, and we're ready to go and leading it off for Centerville. And I know you're thinking, why Centerville coming up first? It's in Centerville. Well, explain that for him, Randy. That's just the way they draw it, and that's the way they bracket it.
In district play, they flip the coin, and Albia won the toss and elected to be the home team tonight. So Colleen Boyle from Centerville, the first baseman, is your first hitter.
And she takes a strike in there. Let's take a look at Albia defensively. Rochelle Weldon is at first base. Anna Riley at second. Mary Shepherd is at short. Caitlin Spieler is at third. There's a ground ball to Shepherd over to first. Nice stretch by Rochelle Weldon. So the two new kids on the block as far as the starting lineup get in on the first play, and they get the leadoff hitter out of there, and that brings up Demery. Good play that time.
Jesse Demery, the center fielder for Centerville, is up to plate now, batting number two.
Caitlin Spieler is at third for Albia. Kenzie Griffin's in left, Sydney Weldon is center, and in right field, it's put off.
Jess is the only senior on the ball club for Centerville this year. She's a left-handed hitter.
Shine put off, as they said, right. Emma Deneen behind the plate, Lexi Van Polen, familiar spot, pitching tonight for Albia. 13-12 record coming into this game, 3.74 ERA. Left-handed batter up there, Demery. The pitch, she slaps one right back to Van Polen over to first. Two down, two up, two down. Good start for Albia, Randy.
Yes, it is.
Centerville came into this game 19-20 on the year, Albia 15-17. And it sounds like Albia doesn't play as many games as Centerville, but Mitch mentioned in the pregame interview that Albia had a lot of games rained out that didn't get made up.
That's exactly right.
There's a strike to the right-handed batter.
Alyssa Barger, she's shortstop, batting in the third position for Centerville, takes the first pitch, strike one.
She's only a freshman, 274 hitter. Outside for a ball, 1-1 from Lexi Van Polen. Lexi will go a lot with just the fastball, and of course, an occasional change. But location's her big story. She doesn't strike out a lot of people, but she moves the ball around. Foul back, strike two, 1-2. As she matures, the real key for her, we talked about off the air, you and I, Randy, she has to get stronger and develop more of a strikeout pitch.
Yeah, she's got good placement on her pitches. Now she just needs to develop that strikeout pitch, and she'll be an excellent pitcher for the next 2 years.
The 1-2 pitch. There is a shot into center field. That'll be a base hit. Sydney Weldon comes up with, and she'll hold her there with a single. So Centerville has their first hit. Runner at first, two out. And Valentine comes up. And Valentine is Rachel Valentine, the right fielder. She's only a sophomore, 373 hitter, driven at 24 on the year. This is a young Centerville team, isn't it?
Yes, like I said, they only have one senior on the ball club. Alyssa Barker just stole second base.
Throw by Deneen was not in time. She has some good speed, and she easily took second there.
Yeah, Jess Kemmery, the center fielder, is the only senior on the Centerville ball club.
And, of course, Albie only has three seniors, two young ball clubs. Rachel Valentine, the batter, right-handed batter. Centerville has a runner at second, two out. The pitch from Van Polen, swing and a miss. Took a little off that one.
Yes, she did. Nice change-up pitch.
Centerville comes into this game, as I said, at 19-20 on the season. Here's the pitch by Lexi. A little bit high on the fastball. Two down. Albie playing straight away in the outfield. Can feel at normal depth. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a one hopper. Dana Riley over to first. And she gets out number three. Good inning for Lexi Van Polen and the Lady D's, Randy.
Yes, it was. Only allowed one hit in the top half of the first inning. Now we go to the bottom half of the first, and let's see what the Lady D's can do.
We'll be back right after this from our sponsors.
Set amid the wide-open farmlands of southern Iowa is a high-tech auto body shop in Hedrick. Recently doubling in size, focusing on continuous improvement, and working to shave the average repair time down to a staggering 4 days in many cases. Of course, we're talking about Copeland Auto Body. Steve and Holly Copeland's white-glove customer service will make every step of your repair stress-free. And where we're proud to say they'll probably get more business from referrals than from this radio ad. Not your average auto body shop, not even close. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland's.
IMCA Racing fans, on July the 10th, it's IMCA Racing at the Southern Iowa Speedway in the Mahaska County Fairgrounds. Sponsored by Monty Motor Parts, this will be the second annual Dave Lowry Memorial Race. Hot laps begin at 7, races start at 7:30, and the feature will be the Sport Mod King of the Hill Race. The IMCA races will include modifieds, sport mods, hobby stocks, stock cars, and sport compacts. Experience the action at the Southern Iowa Speedway.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here in Centerville. First round of district play, girls softball, Albia and Centerville. Albia, actually the home team, as Randy explained earlier, and the Lady D's had a good first inning. We'll see what they do offensively. And leading it off, one of the top hitters in the South Central Conference this year, I'm talking about Sydney Weldon. She takes it outside for a ball. Weldon has had an outstanding year, hitting .486. She's hit 7 home runs, driven in 23. Left-handed batter. Takes it outside, 2-0.
There's some sadness also in Sydney Weldon's family. Mm-hmm. Her grandfather just passed away a couple days ago. So
Steve Gray.
That's got to be weighing heavily on her mind also.
3-0, and she is one of the honorary pallbearers for that.
Ah, good, good.
So tough week for her, too. There's a strike, 3-1. Kylie Misicic is the pitcher for Centerville, and she's a good one, 12-11 on the year, but her ERA is outstanding, 2.34. And opponents have only hit .217 against her, so she's a good one. We heard Mitch talk about that on the pregame. She's got 3-2 now on Weldon. Number 14, Kylie Misicic, popped up, out of play, foul ball. We'll see. Look at Centerville defensively. Colleen Boyles at first. Taylor Hendricks at second. Lisa Varger is at short. Lexi Regal is at third. Bailey Johnson in left. Jess Emery in center. Rachel Valentine in right. Maddie Lang behind the plate. And Connie Misicic pitching. And she strikes out Weldon. And that's a pretty good start for Misicic.
This is, so far, I know I've only seen one batter for Albie, but this is, these two teams are very evenly matched. Watching them warm up in the infield earlier. Now batting Kinsey Griffin, the left fielder for Albia, fouls first pitch back. over the Centerville dugout for strike one.
And Kenzie's been probably the hottest hitter for Albia, I think, over the last 3 weeks. He's hitting with power. She's hitting for average, playing very, very well, takes an eye for a ball, 1-1. In fact, she is hitting .412, three home runs, and, of course, we saw her hit two the other night.
We saw her hit two against
Montezuma. She's only a sophomore. Strike two, swing and a miss. Misitich will mix it up, and she also has good location, good fastball, excellent change.
Mm-hmm.
She works quickly. Here's the pitch. Strike three, and she struck out the first two Albia hitters there. Griffin down on strikes. Two strikeouts already for Misitich now.
Now due up for Albia, their pitcher, Lexi Van Bolen.
Lexi, left-handed batter, takes it outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Lexi Van Bolen, also a sophomore, hitting at .290. She has one home run on the season. Here's the pitch. Fouled that back, out of play. 1-1. Pretty good crowd here, Randy. They've really filtered in on a very hot night.
It is a very hot night, and yes, it's just like any other ball yard. They bring their lawn chairs out, try to find the shady spots. So, yeah, there's a lot more people in the lawn chairs than there are in the stands.
Strike, good pitch on the outside corner. 1-2. Misitich quickly ahead of Van Bolen. A lot of people down on the rail, as we would say in horse racing, down here on our left on the outfield fence. And of course, the lawn chair group is the big group here, though, tonight.
I haven't been to the Centerville Yard in probably 4 years, and they have really done a lot of improvements to this playing field down here.
Strike three, and Misitich strikes out the side. Albia goes in order in the first. We'll go to the top half of the second. No score here in Centerville. We'll be right back.
Kent Farm Management wants to sell your farm if you're ready to list it. Call 774-8676 and get your land listed today with Kent Farm Management. Springtime is prime time, and Kent Farm Management is looking for your farm listing. Call 774-8676. That's 641-774-8676. Sell your listing with Kent Farm Management.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here in Centerville. Randy Stafford, yours truly, Rich Grimes, and we have district softball action. Regular season's over. Now it's one and done. You want to go as far as you can in the tournament, and we're in the second right now. Good first inning for both clubs. No score, and Centerville coming to bat, and they send the leadoff hitter up for them this inning.
Maddie Lang, the catcher.
Maddie Lang.
Maddie Lang, the daughter of Tom Lang from Lang's Funeral Home out south of Centerville on Highway 5.
She's had a good season, Randy. Hit .344 with two homers, driven in 27. Only a junior.
She takes first pitch for strike one.
And a little number down to Rochelle Weldon. She'll take it unassisted. One down.
That's Rochelle Heineman. That's one unassisted.
I was going to give her another name. We haven't seen that there for a while. She made a good play.
She did.
Rochelle played very good at third base against Montezuma, and that wasn't...
This is not Rochelle's position. She hasn't played first.
There's a ground ball to Anna Riley, low, and she didn't handle that one. And that was a low throw by Anna Riley, and Anna's usually pretty reliable at second. As Misitich came up, hit a ground ball to Anna. She scooped it up easily, but the throw was low. That'll be an error, I believe, on Riley on that.
Yeah, we're going to give her an error on that.
She's got to bring that ball up. That was an easy play, and you'll see her mess that up.
No, that was routine. And now our number seven hitter, third baseman, Lexi Regal. She's bats from the right-hand side.
She's only an eighth grader. Right-handed batter, so they've got a runner at first on the air. That was a routine play. Anna usually doesn't make that mistake. There's a strike in there. Denise, good fastball at time. Even on the fastball that Van Bolen throws, she'll take a little bit off of it now and then. And as we said, she has good location.
The Albia girls this year have just not quite been able to get over the hump. They play good ball at times, and then there's other times when, not so well. But I think these girls, once they get it together and can realize just that they're a little bit better than what they think they are.
And there's a stolen base by Misicic, Randy, and she got down there easily to throw. Emma didn't have much on that, and Anna Riley saved her from going another base on that. Mary Shepard didn't get the throw, but Anna was backing it up, did a good job, heads up there. So runner at second again for the Redettes. And there's a fly ball hit out to Weldon. Sydney will put this away right in front of us, one-hands it for the putout, two away. Big putout right there on Regal.
Mm-hmm. And now coming up is left fielder Bailey Johnson.
Spells her name interestingly. Usually they don't spell it that way, B-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H.
I don't think she probably had anything to do with the
spelling. No, she wasn't kind of young at the time. She's a junior.
And here comes another fly ball.
Mary Shepard's there, puts it away.
And that retires the sides.
Two out, actually. Why do we have that?
No, we got one unassisted. We got an F8 and F6.
Why are they still out there?
I don't understand this, because the first hitter, Maddie Lang, grounded out to first base unassisted. Kylie Misicic got on an error on the second baseman. Lexi Regal flies out to center field, and this girl just flew out to
it makes me feel like we're in the Twilight Zone, Randy. I thought we had three outs. We saw two.
We did have three outs.
Here's the pitch low in the dirt. Nice stop by Denis up there right now. It's Jewett, the designated player.
Well, I'll tell you what, we didn't miss anything, because everybody that we called out went into the dugout.
There's a ground ball hit into center field. Walden's got a great arm. She's throwing it home and getting in there safe. And Centerville leads it 1-0. And a base hit that time by Jewett puts the Redettes on top. 1-0. She goes to second on the throw to the plate. Good throw that time by Sydney, but they've got some good speed on the bases. Are you mystified?
Yes, I am. I really don't understand. And there's no argument coming out of the Albia dugout. I mean,
nobody in the whole ballpark.
They had to see the same game we saw.
They've never quite seen anything like that. There's a strike now to
Taylor Hendricks.
Taylor Hendricks, second base,
number 9 hitter. In the order for Centerville.
Just a freshman. 1-0 Redettes here. Popped up, and that's over the head of Anna Riley. Up with it is put off. Throw back in, but that's 2-0 Redettes here in the second inning. An RBI by Hendricks.
Okay, now Bailey Johnson just scored, and that's the one who flew out to shortstop. So evidently, did she drop the ball and we didn't see it?
Well, I didn't see it. We're looking right at it. There's no way Mary Shepard caught that ball. There's no question about it. You and I have been around the game a long time. We were looking at that. I don't know what happened here. The only thing I can figure out is that on that first ground out, they called no pitch, maybe. Runner going, throw down, and they got her. Nice throw by Deneen, and they throw Hendricks out trying to steal second. You can see the Redettes are in a running mode here if they get anybody on. That time, Deneen made them pay. But Centerville comes up with two runs in the inning.
Two runs on Two hits.
One error,
and
nobody left on
because she got thrown out of second.
So we go to the bottom of the second. We're going to try to find out what happened here. I know it sounds like we're in the Twilight Zone, but we know what we saw here. Centerville leads it 2-0. We'll be back right after this.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here in the bottom of the second, 2-0 Redettes, and Rochelle Hyman was the first batter up for Albia. She sent a little blooper to the shortstop who dropped the ball, was on safely.
And that was Barger. And it looked like she had the play, but she dropped it right then, and Rochelle beat it out then.
Next batter up was Anna Riley. She laid down a sack bunt and moved Hyman, who actually it's
Romanco,
who is courtesy running for Rochelle, to second base. So Albia has a runner at second base with one out.
And this is fouled back. The batter right now around there,
right fielder Cheyenne Putoff, is at the plate right now.
And apparently what they did, what we saw, Randy, is they had called no pitch on that one. And so, yeah, we did see the right amount of putouts, but we're out in center field, and we don't hear any PA from where we're at, basically.
Well, we don't because we got the headsets on. And the PA is adequate for out here, but when you have the headsets on both ears, you can't hear the PA. You can only hear the radio station.
So we did see four putouts, but one wasn't called. Because they called no pitch. High fly ball, center field, it's going to go to the fence, right in front of us, and racing to second base, Cheyenne put off with a stand-up double, and it's a 2-1 game. And the courtesy runner, Romanco, that time, Macy scored easily with her speed, and a good hit by Putoff. She drove it right over the center fielder's head, right in front of us here, to the 220 mark, and she ends up at second. Albia's right back into here, 2-1.
And now betting for Albia, their shortstop, Mary Shepard.
Well, we just saw the downside of being out in center field.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fly ball out in the shallow center. Center fielder Demery's going to take this one, and she's got it for out number two, and Putoff will stay at second. Well, I'll tell you, we've been around baseball for what? Oh, almost 55 years. I never saw anything like that.
I haven't either. And like you say, we got the headsets on, so we didn't hear, but there wasn't any argument from the Albia dugout. There wasn't any argument from the Albia players.
Here's the pitch, and it's a ball outside to
Emma Dineen.
Emma Dineen, Albia catcher. Emma's had a good year, and what a great job she's done defensively, hitting .289 on the season, right-handed batter. 2-1 now, Redettes lead. We're in the bottom of the second, low and outside. Kylie Misetich doing the pitching for Centerville. Randy, you and I looked at each other and thought, what is happening? Didn't you feel like you were in another
I couldn't understand why aren't the Lady D's leaving the field?
Good fastball at the knees for a strike to Emma. It's right-handed pitcher, fires, foul back. And we're also in a position we can't see the scoreboard either. But it's two balls and one strike because we're paying attention to two out. But that was amazing. They got the ground out, and it was handled by Rochelle. In fact, the reason we know that was an out, remember I called her Rochelle Weldon instead of Rochelle Hyman, and she made that put out, but that was not, they did it again. It's amazing. Low for a ball to Emma. And then they had the two pop outs. Mary Shepard caught one, and Sydney caught one, and then the last out of the inning. There were four put outs, folks, in that inning. Randy and I didn't lose it there. We were not on hallucinogenic drugs, right?
Okay, Emma draws a base on balls, bringing up third baseman Caitlin Spieler.
Caitlin, third baseman. Two on now. Tie runs at second. Runner at first. Two out. Caitlin needs a big two-out base hit here. Swing and miss. Way out in front, Spieler that time of Misetich. So we can even identify those four outs, can't we?
Yes.
But the first one was negated, and we get the first batter up there again for them. Here's the pitch, popped up. That's going to go out of play. The fans look at it go. And there go the kids running after the ball, as they've done for time immemorial.
And I used to do it, too.
Here's the pitch now from Mr. Tits. There's a high fly ball. Head out into deep center field. Way back. And it's out of here for a home run. A 3-1 shot for Caitlin Spieler. And Albia now leads 4-2, and then Albia dugout explodes out at the dugout waiting for Spieler to come in. What a great feeling for her. And that's Caitlin's first home run of the season. The junior who came in heading 238 has just given Albia a 4-2 lead, and that ball just kept carrying and dropped right over the left center field fence for a home run. And we should mention, this is not quite as big a ballpark as Albia. It's 195 on the lines, 220 in center. Probably about 207 in the alleys, but she hit that far enough to carry out over the Lang Funeral Home sign, and Albia leads it 4-2. What a change in this game.
And you can't ask for much out of your number nine hitter.
Did a great job there, and here's Weldon up there now. Back to the top of the order. Left-handed batter Lexi struck out in the first inning. Misetip struck out the side in the first, but Albia has got it going here in the second.
And Misetip has fallen behind 2-0. Already to Sydney.
Caitlin has played pretty well defensively for Albia this year, but as I said, only hitting 238, but she looked like a 400 hitter on that pitch. 3-0 to Weldon.
Caitlin and her family moved here from Sioux City. Folks live up La Villa. Father Mike is a vice president at Southside Bank.
Three balls, no strikes now to Sydney Weldon. Here's the pitch, high ball four, and there's a base on balls. To Sid, and she'll go to first base with still two out. That brings up Kenzie Griffin, who struck out in her first plate appearance. Right-handed batter. Mrs. Hitch trying to settle down a little bit now, high for a ball. Home run like that will take a little bit out of the pitcher sometimes.
It will take a lot out of the pitcher, especially when she knows she's facing number nine. When number nine hits a home run, it's just really kind of a...
Ground ball to the third base, but over to first in time, and that is out number three. Nice play that time by Riggle. And that retires the side, but a great inning here in the bottom of the second for Albia.
Yeah, they got four runs on two hits, a double by Cheyenne Putoff, and a home run by Caitlin Spieler.
Bottom of the Albia order did the damage.
Yep, it goes along with Rochelle Heinemann getting on an error, and Mary Shepard getting on, Bamber Dineen getting on a base on ball. So now we go into the top of the third. Albia, the ladies lead it 4-2.
And we'll be back after this for one of our great sponsors.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Thinking about replacing your old cooling system? Consider a ground source heat pump. A ground source heat pump uses the earth's steady temperature to provide year-round comfort. It circulates fluid through pipes buried deep in the ground to move heat into a building in winter or out in the summer. A ground source heat pump can be 300% more efficient than conventional systems, with consistent comfort and greater long-term reliability. Learn more about how these efficient systems can heat and cool your home or business when you contact Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative or visit our website at cvrec.com and take the home energy savings tour for details. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Colin Royal leads it off here for the Redettes in the top of the third. Albia, the Lady D's, lead it 4-2. And as we said, Albia actually the home team here in Centerville, as this is district play, and they win the coin toss. Little comebacker, Lexi Van Pullen over to Rochelle Heinemann. There's one down. Good play that time, Alex.
Just that quick. That's the way you want them. Now the only senior on the Centerville Ball Club, Jess Demery, center fielder, is up to plate.
She's grounded out in her first plate appearance, 0-1.
She's a lefty. She grounded out to the Albia pitcher.
Demery, as we said, one of the seniors, Randy, as you mentioned, 336 hitter, one of their top hitters. Not their top hitter, but their second top hitter on the team. Here's the pitch now by Lex. Strike. Outside corner. Good fastball by Lexi. Location's her business, and when she's hitting her spot, she's much tougher.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, she's ahead 0-2. Here's the pitch on the way. Slaps at the pitch, just getting a piece of it. That's a little slap hit with two strikes. Just make contact. And she barely made contact.
Just barely made contact. Jess Demery is the daughter of Tom Demery, the Centerville Chief of Police. If anybody up there in Albion has ever met Tom,
left-handed batter. And she slaps at this one and doesn't get any of it, and she's down on strike. So quickly, two down.
Two down, and Alyssa Barger, the shortstop, coming up to the plate. Alyssa had an error in the first, in the last inning that led to Albion's first run.
Right-handed batter. Quickly two out. Good inning so far for Lexi. Fastball right in there for a strike. One strike. I want to remind you our next boys game, because they start tournaments now, they will be at home. Albia's hosting districts. That gets underway Saturday. Pitch high and inside now to Barger. Albia will be playing Davis County Bloomfield Saturday night. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with that. Albia, Davis County. Baseball action Saturday night. Popped up. Carrying out the center field, Weldon will call it. Put off, backs off. Nice play by Sydney. Three up, three down, nothing across. We go to the bottom of the third. Albion net. Three-run homer by Caitlin Spieler, leads Centerville 4-2, and we'll be right back.
Fire up the grill and fill it up with Charlie's Fresh Bratwursts, only at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods. In original, pepper jack, jalapeno, cheddar, pineapple bacon, and Italian seasonings. Once the grill marks are on and they're cooked to perfection, put them into a fresh Rotella brat bun. Just $2.49 for a six-count package. Charlie's Fresh Bratwurst, only at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We go to the bottom of inning number three, and Albia leads it 4-2 over Centerville in this district action, and leading it off and a pace hit to left field. The left fielder Johnson comes up with it, but a good start in the inning for Albia. Lexi Van Polen singles to left.
That brings up Rochelle Heineman, the new first baseman for Albia, playing a position she's not used to this year.
And she reached on an error last time on the shortstop. She hit a soft liner to the shortstop, Barger, who looked like she had it and then dropped it. We're going to get a runner for Van Polen. And it's Romanko.
Hannah Romanko is going to courtesy run for Lexi Van Polen. Now, Rochelle Heineman, if she gets her pitch, we might want to be on the lookout out here and Amber Alert, should we say.
Because we are just, we can reach out and touch the fence from where we're at. Here's a pitch at the letters for a strike by Kylie Misetich. Misetich started out very, very well. She struck out the side against Albia in the first, but Albia really did some damage with those four runs in the second. There's a ball, one ball and one strike. Of course, the three-run homer by Spieler. With two out shot, made the difference so far.
And what a time to get your first one of the year.
Swing and a strike two by Rochelle. Steps out of the box, collects herself, gets back in. Mrs. Hitch checks into her catcher, Maddie Lang. Here's the pitch. Strike three, inside corner in the knees, and Rochelle knew it. She was called out on strikes. And that brings to the plate Anna Riley.
Second baseman for Lady D's, Anna Riley.
Anna has sacrificed bunt, her first at bat. That's a fourth strikeout now for Misetich. Number 14 takes a long look into Lang. Here's the pitch. Ground ball on it through the shortstop, and Riley will be safe at first on an error by Barger. First second of the ball game. She didn't stay down long enough to feel that. Came up a little too soon, a common mistake for young players sometimes. And Albion now has something going, two on, one out.
And Cheyenne Putoff, Lady D's right fielder, coming to the plate.
And she doubled in her first plate appearance and hit it a long way. Mitch Chance wants to talk to her. Albia's got some clear momentum right now, don't they, Randy?
Yes, they do. I've been impressed with the way they've been able to hit Mesetich tonight. They haven't done it very hard all year long, but tonight they've brought the lumber to Centerville, and they're using it.
Four hits, and we're only in the third inning, but they're putting the ball in play. It didn't look very good in the first inning when they struck out.
No, I wouldn't. First three come up and were called out or either whiffed.
Whiff? You don't hear that word.
No, you don't. Yeah, you gotta get an old man on the radio before you.
Ground ball to second baseman over the first for the putout. Runners move up. Nice play that time by Taylor Hendricks. As Cheyenne grounds out, and brings up Mary Shepherd. Mary Shepherd will be a freshman this year for Albia, and she got her first start a couple of weeks ago and has done very well. She's got great speed.
Mary Shepherd bats from right-hand side. She flied out to center field her first time at bat.
She's hit 311 this year, and for someone who's going to be a freshman, she just adds an extra dimension to this Albia team because of her speed.
Oh, she is tremendously fast.
High for a ball.
Her speed is starting to be known throughout the South Central Conference, too. When we talked to Nick Maloma before we went on the air, we mentioned Mary Shepherd, the
Centerville coach.
Yeah, Centerville coach, yes. We mentioned Mary Shepherd as being the starting shortstop for Tegan Bossert, who was out with mono. And the first thing Nick said, oh, yeah, the fast girl.
One ball, two strikes to her. Now, Bossert's over on the Albia bench hoping to be able to play if Albia wins this. They would play Friday if they win this one. That one's fouled back into the bleachers. And all the fans just kind of look at that. They're too hot to move.
Maybe if they gave a nickel for every foul ball returned, well, that would just start a fight.
The pitch on the way, low in the dirt. Nice stop that time by Maddie Lang. Albia's got runners at second and third here with two out.
Would you fight over a nickel, Richard?
Diane and I used to go for a lot of walks, and she would find money all the time. And I told her I didn't bend over to pick it up unless it was silver. There's the throw down the line, and Albia will score two here. And they wouldn't have had her anyway. I think that's an NCAA
hit. With her speed, Mary Shepherd is just, she just burned that first baseline. That shortstop never stood a chance.
It was a ground ball to Barger that time. There was no way she was going to get the speedy Shepherd. It wasn't hit that hard. But it was compounded. That would have scored one run, but Barger then threw it over the first baseman's head. And that's the error on the play. That'll have the second run to come in, and Albia now leads it 6-2. And Shepherd's at first, and she'll probably be running. I would not be surprised if she doesn't here with two out.
Emma Dineen coming up, the Lady D catcher, bats from the right side.
Emma walks in her first plate appearance. She won't have to steal second.
That was a wild pitch. What got past Maddie Lang, the catcher for Centerville.
Wild pitch on Mesetich. Albia leads it 6-2, and we're only in the third. Who would have thought it?
Well, Mary easily into second on that fastball.
Here's the pitch in the dirt for a ball. Mitch Shan said on the pregame he thought Albia needed to score five runs, maybe six, to win this game. They've scored six, and we're in the third. There's a strike. Three balls and one strike as Emma was taking that all away. Spieler on deck, who hit the big three-run homer. Here's the pitch on the way. Strike again on that inside corner. Good pitch by Mesetich that time. So she's worked the count back now.
If Caitlin Spieler keeps up with the hot bat tonight, there's a foul down third baseline for Emma. If Caitlin keeps up the hot bat tonight, how would you like to be an opposing pitcher and pitch to Caitlin and then turn right around and face Sydney, the next batter up? Maybe that was a pretty smart move to put Caitlin in the number nine hole.
Here's the pitch on the way. Strike three. Dineen takes that one. It was right down central for out number three. But Albia comes up with two more big runs here in the bottom of the third.
We had one hit by Lexi Van Polen. We had a base hit by Lexi Van Polen. And that was the only hit of the inning.
But two runs in for Albia. We played three here in district action. And it's the Albia Lady D6, Centerville Redettes 2. We'll be back for the fourth right after this.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Sennett Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Top half of the fourth inning here in Centerville. Beautiful facility here for the Redettes. Right now, they aren't sure they are playing on their home field because they trailed the visiting Albia Lady D's 6-2 here as we head to the top half of inning number four. Randy Stafford, yours truly, Rich Grimes, we're out here beyond the center field fence looking in on the action tonight.
Which is very good. Boy, these are great seats.
The only disadvantage, it's hard to hear the PA, but we love the seats.
Mm-hmm.
That's ball one outside here to the leadoff hitter, Valentine.
Rachel Valentine, right fielder for Centerville.
That looked good. A little bit low, 1-1. Valentine is grounded out. Riley, feel of that, and threw her out over to first base. Rochelle.
And she's going to do it again?
Maybe. Nope,
she didn't do her. That's got to be an error on Van Poley.
And Lexi looked kind of nonchalant there. She bobbled it momentarily and then acted like she had all day to make the play, and there was no way after that.
And these aren't 90-foot base fans.
Did you notice that?
She
was very nonchalant.
Yes, I did. Now batting Maddie Lang, the catcher.
6-2 lead is not safe. Runner at first, Maddie Lang's up there now. Right-handed batter. The pitch just outside, just missing. 1-1. As the sun goes down, and we've still got a ways to go, it's much more comfortable here. I didn't think you were pouring water on yourself. It's just very hot. And there's a little looper, Texas Leaguer, down the right field line. That's a base hit, getting it in put off. And now Centerville has two on and nobody out. And it brings up the pitcher, Kylie Misicic.
Kylie Misicic got on a fielding error, actually on a throwing error by Lady second baseman
Anna Riley
in her first trip up.
Missed chance
and scored.
Hollowing out to his team here, getting out somewhere. Nick Maloma coaching at third for his Redettes, giving his runners instruction. Two on here, nobody out. Boy, that error opens the gates every time, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Home plate umpire stepped out. And we've got a pinch runner in for Centerville here.
We can't see her number from where we're sitting.
Matt Kovacevic giving her some instructions. It's a strike. I can't hear the PA out here at all. I mean, just barely, so we're really groping. And we can't see her number, and of course, we're not out here where they give that to us. It's number 10, and number 10 for them is Libby Seabolt. It was only an eighth grader. She'll be a freshman. So Libby Seabolt's in the lineup for them. Running?
We got her 1-1 count on Kylie Misicic, and she just, one ball, two strikes now. She just hit one foul down to the Albia dugout.
Mitch Chance one-handed, takes a drink out of his pop or whatever he's got over there and goes back,
yep.
Sets it down.
Cools his hand off.
Misicic, 2-1 now. The pitch,
Change-up,
just missed outside. Didn't miss by much. 2-2. That was a good pitch there.
Yes, it was.
A little outside, but it was a good pitch to come back with.
I thought she was going to get rung up on that one.
Pitch from Lexi, fastball, and that's fouled over to the right. Down past the Centerville dugout. Very good crowd on hand right now. Very quiet crowd, though. Could we assume that it's largely a Centerville crowd then? Because they trail 6-2. The pitch, foul back, and we'll do it again. Still 2-2. Outfield straight away, not too deep. The bugs are coming out, Randy.
Yes, they are. And that's a downfall of being out in the outfield, but I guess as buggy as it's been all season wouldn't make any difference where we were sitting.
Lexi, ready to go. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, base hit to left, and there goes a run to score, and now we have a 6-3 game, and that's a base hit for Nisitich, and they have reached with the first three runners. Brings Riggle to the plate, the third baseman. She flied to the center fielder well in her first plate appearance. And Samuel's got something going here. It's now a 6-3 game, and the tying run comes to the plate.
They've got runners at the corners, nobody out.
Boy, those errors will kill you every time.
Yep, they will.
Centerville, two straight hits now off Ann Pola. Lexi gives up a lot of hits, but she works around them most of the time. There's a good strike right in there. And they try the delayed steal. They try to draw a throw. They do, but getting into second base on that is Misicic. So now they have runners at second, third. She was hoping to draw a throw to maybe get that runner in from third. Albie didn't bite.
And I don't know if I really agree with that or not, especially when you need an out. Although we are coming up on the 7-8-9 hitters for Centerville.
Inside and high, 1-1. Well, a pop-up would be a nice thing right now. Lexi looks in to the right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Foul straight back. She's ahead in the count now, 1-2. Try to get her to chase something outside here.
We got to get that out. You got to get one before you can get two. So let's work on that.
1-2, and the umpire now wants a loose ball to be removed from the field. Good umpires tonight. Jeff Miller, Byron Lynn, both from Pella. Here's the pitch from Lexi. There's your pop-up, but it's carrying out to Eldon. She can't quite get it. That'll score a run. She's going to play at third. There's the throw. Not in time. Throw offline. And Centerville now scores another, and it's a 6-4 game, and that's going to be a base hit for the batter, Regal. Sydney made a good effort to get in there to get it. Couldn't quite come up with it. Her throw to third was not in time to get that runner, and now Centerville has cut that deficit in half. It's 6-4, and they've got runners on the corners, and Mitch Chance has seen enough here. He's coming out, wants to talk to his club. Centerville down 6-2, and looked like they were on the ropes here going into the fourth, and they've got something going pretty well right now, Randy, because they still have two on and nobody out. As Bailey Johnson will come up to the plate. And they're starting to hit the ball quite a bit here on Lexi.
Six hits.
Six hits already in the fourth.
Bailey Johnson, the left fielder, now batting fourth. The Lady Reds.
The big thing, too, is Lexi's had two strikes on several of these hitters, but not able to put them away.
And that last fly ball out to center field, she had to cover a lot of distance, and she did have it in her glove for momentarily, and it dropped out. I don't know. Do you give her a base hit on that?
I gave her a base hit.
Okay.
She came a long way for that. And in fact, she was almost on the edge of the infield.
Mm-hmm.
One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Inside ball two. Bailey Johnson. We're down to the bottom of the lineup for the Redettes.
Now would be a time to shut the boss it off.
6-4 ball game. There's a pop-up that's going to carry out into left field. Try and put up, has it. They'll tag and send a run home at 6-5. That's a sacrifice fly for Johnson. And coming into score is Misicic. And we have a 6-5 game. And they thought she left too soon. And the umpires are talking. Mitch Chance is appealing. They thought she took off. I thought she took off too soon at third as well on that sack fly. In fact, I thought she took off way too soon. The umpires are talking now. Let's see what they do. Nope, they say she's okay. So the run counts, 6-5. Mitch Chance is very unhappy over in the Albia dugout. I thought she was at least a step before the catch, Randy.
I was watching the catch, Rich. After the second inning, I want to make sure these girls have the ball in their glove before I ever write an out down. Taylor Jewett now hitting for Centerville. She's a designated player.
6-5 game. Centerville's played at three. There's one out. Putoff made a nice play that time. Jewett's a designated player up there now. Centerville has a runner at first. That's the tying run. It's a 6-5 game here in the fourth. Here's the pitch. High and inside for a ball.
three balls, no strikes to Jewett. It all got started with that nonchalant error.
That nonchalant error that'll get you every time.
There's a strike, 3-1. Because that was an easy play.
Mm-hmm. And actually, with your number nine hitter, she took something off to throw a strike right there. With your number nine hitter, throw her two more just like that.
Lexi fires it in there, fouls straight back. She's ahead here now.
And now
she's
full count,
3-2.
Just throw her something just like you threw her the last two pitches. It doesn't have to be overpowering. If she hits it, like I say, it's number nine. Chances are we're going to play the odds of getting the out.
Here's the pitch. She fouls it off, run over by the Centerville dugout out of play. They're up there more aggressively swinging Centerville now. After trailing 6-2, they've come up really swinging the bat. Momentum shifted.
Yes, it did. Now we got Albia's got to get this girl out. They got to go back in the dugout. They got to regroup. They got to come back. There it is.
He hits the center. Sydney comes up with it. She'll get it in quickly. Again, although it was a full count, two strikes and not able to put them away there.
Now we're back up to the top of the order with Colleen Boyle.
Boyle is 0-2, and we have a 6-5 game, and Centerville still has runners on first and second, and still only one out. They have had a lot of people on base this inning. Boyle's a freshman.
Fourth hit this inning.
And she puts down a bunt, and it's foul. 3-31 hitter. We talked about both these teams as being very, very young, and they are. And mirrors of each other in many ways.
They are definitely mirrors of each other.
Mitch Chance pretty well knew that. He thought it would be a close game, so when Albie jumped out 6-2, it looked pretty good, but we're right where he thought we'd be, and 6-5 right now. Here's a pitch from Van Polen. Ground ball right back to Riley. She is not
going to get her. She's not going to get her. That's an infield hit for Colleen Boyle.
Base is loaded. I thought Lexi would cut that off there, Randy, but it was just too slowly hit. Anna had no chance to get her as Jewett beats it out. Back to the top of the order, and here's Colleen Boyle.
Now, that was Boyle. That was Delaney.
Man. Now they're going in. They're looking for a bunt here. It's a ball.
Now, you know, this is Colleen Boyle right here. I'm sorry.
So I was right.
Yes, you were.
It happens every now and then. Here's the pitch. There's a little chopper. This is to Van Polen.
Oh, my goodness. Why? Why wouldn't you have just flipped it?
She had a force out at the plate and went to first for the putout for out number two, and this game's tied, 6-6.
Mm-mm.
And Albie was playing in there anticipating the bump, which is what they got, and a force out was possible at the plate, but instead, Lexi goes to first. She does get the out, which is big. There are two away, and now Demery's at the plate, but this game is tied, 6-6. Outside ball one. Jess Demery has grounded it out and struck out. I thought she'd go home there.
I really did, too. I don't understand why somewhere along 10, 15 years ago, we lost communications with each other. And I don't know why it's not being taught. I don't know why it's not being coached. Every pitch, look around you. What is the situation? Look at your teammate. Tell your teammate. Talk to your teammate. But boy, I tell you, they just will not do it.
Good fastball that time by Lex.
I've seen it on the boys' diamond. I've seen it on the girls' diamond. It's just we're out here to do our job, and they don't seem to care about the teammates around them as long as they do their own job. But you got to communicate. My word.
3-1.
You know, they should have been eight kids out there and Emma hollering home, home, home when that bunt went down.
One of the big things, 3-1, here's a pitch by Lex, ball four, and that's going to load him up again. One of the things that I really think you see a lot of with that is if you have a senior-dominated team or you have several seniors who are very dominating personalities, they'll really take that leadership helm on and makes a difference. We're seeing some things here that you get with youthful teams, I think. And we talked about that, you know, and Mitch talked about this. Sometimes we play gangbusters, sometimes we don't. And sometimes that goes inning to inning, even.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch by Lexi, good. Fastball took a little off of it then. Got a little drop out of that one.
Some way.
Barger's the batter. Bases loaded, two out. Tie game. Centerville has played at four here in the fourth to tie it up. Another good pitch. Now she's ahead quickly, 0-2. Another good pitch by Lexi. Now, she can afford to go outside the zone here and get her to chase. Infield at normal depth, outfield straightaway. Here's the pitch. And just missed outside. That looked pretty good that time. One ball and two strikes. They need the lights on here, Randy. You're getting some shadows. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Again, just outside. 2-2, and Deneen kind of framed that pitch, didn't get the call. Two balls and two strikes. Don't want to run her full here. Need to bring it this time. Right-handed batter waits. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball. Off the glove of Shepard. That's going to score one run. Another run coming in. That's an error on Mary Shepard. And Centerville now leads at 8-6 on an error by Shepard. 8-6, and here's out to talk to Van Polen and Emma Deneen. Abby is just really struggling here in so many ways here. After a 6-2 lead going into the fourth, they've now given up 6 runs here and now trail 8-6. And we're going to get a drink of water here for Lexi Van Polen. Very warm night. Very, very warm night. And they're going to give her a little relief out there pitching. She has been out there a long time this inning. You're filling up your scorebook.
Yeah, I'm over here now. We batted around. Centerville's batted around. Maddie Lang should be the hitter.
And she is.
Okay.
Catcher. Earlier in the inning, of course, she reached on a base hit and scored a run, the first of 6 this inning. Well, Albie's going to have to come up in the bottom of the fourth, go back to work. They've really squandered a 6-2 lead. Is that the right word?
Yes.
Right-handed batter. Lady D's have been resilient so much this year, though. A lot of time to come back in this one. That's low for a ball. You have to really hand it to the Redettes here. They've done a lot of two-strike hitting here, Randy.
Yes, they have.
Here's the pitch on the way. Ground ball back to Van Polen. She's got it this time over to first. And that, finally, is out number 3. Good play by Lexi that time on a comebacker. 6 big runs in the inning here in the top of the fourth, and the Redettes, after trailing 6-2, they led 2-0 early. Albie went ahead 6-2. We go to the bottom of the fourth. This game's changed 2 or 3 times already. Centerville now leads it by a score of 8-6. Totals on the inning, Randy.
There were 6 runs. There were 6 runs on 6 hits. 2 errors. And 1, 2, 3 left on base.
And the interesting thing is, go back to what I said earlier, it all started with an error.
It started with that nonchalant fielding, of Lexi Van Polen. She threw the first, not in time. Had she attacked the ball like she had earlier in the early innings, well, who knows what would happen.
A lot of time left, though. Good Albu team, good kids, a lot of time. We'll be back for the bottom of the fourth right after this.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We need to get that rally cap out. Albia now trailing 8-6, bottom the fourth. Caitlin Spieler, who had a big 3-run homer in the second inning, leads it off for Albia. They're only 2 down. They were down 2 earlier. Still lots of time to come back here in this district action. Changeup, good pitch that time by Mistich, who suddenly finds herself, as Nick Bellome and Centerville Redettes, with a 2-run lead again, which is where they started out.
And let's not forget the Lady D's get last bat.
That's right.
Hopefully we don't need to.
Let's hope we don't get it tonight.
Yeah.
1 ball, 1 strike to Spieler. On deck, the top of the order, Sydney Weldon, Kenzie Griffin. And they've been kind of quiet. Wouldn't be surprised the third time around they'll make some more noise than they have so far.
Umpires checking with one another on the count.
It's 1-1. The pitch from Misitich. Good fastball at the knees. 1-2. She is keeping that ball much better, much lower right now. She was getting the ball up earlier.
Lower now.
swing and a miss. Way out in front that time. And striking out, Spieler. No home run this time.
Nope.
Sidney Weldon comes up. Sidney's been quiet on the night, as I said a moment ago.
Sidney got on a base on balls and strikeout. That's her two plate appearances.
How about one right out here where we're sitting in right center field? Fly ball. That's carrying out to the left fielder. She's there. Oh,
a lot of balls showing at that glove.
Bailey Johnson got it, but I think it ended up more in her bare hand than it did in the glove. Two away. Sidney got under that one. Here's Kenzie Griffin. Kenzie's 0 for 2. Struck out and grounded out. Bottom of the fourth. Centerville leads it now 8-6. Swing and miss. Good cut from Kenz. Strike one. A lot of crowd here tonight. A lot of people on a very hot night. They're starting to swat bugs if you look around. The Centerville 7-foot fence, pretty much 7-foot around the outfield, has a lot of business signs. They get a lot of advertising, make a lot of money for their field and program that way.
It's like a Little League diamond at Alvia. And I don't think they could do that at Alvia, at the high school yards, because those yards are
city-owned.
They're owned by Mineral County Sports
right.
Complex.
But that's a big revenue source. Change up there, and she telegraphed that, and you just have to ignore that pitch. Ideally, for a softball pitcher, you want that changeup to look just like the fastball, but that one, you knew that one all the way.
Yeah, her arm angle and release point were terrible on that.
This one's fouled off. Still 2-2 to Kenzie. Misicic has had a good year, though, for them. Good young pitcher.
And she is their number one pitcher.
She's got another year. She was 12-11 this year. She's a junior. She struck out 102 in 149 innings, walked 33. That's a good ratio, about 3-1. Number 14, Red Hits in those black uniforms. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball. There's a base on balls. Kenzie will go to first base with two out. And here's Lexi Van Polen. Lexi comes up there now. She's had a base hit on the night.
Lexi struck out her first appearance and singled her second.
Lexi can help her own cause here. It was hitting 290 coming into this game. Left-handed batter. The pitch. There's a shot in the center. And Griffin will hold the second, but Lexi comes up with a big base hit there. Two on now. How about a little two-out damage here from Rochelle Heineman, Randy?
She's overdue.
She is overdue.
She really is overdue. And I couldn't think of a better spot to have it happen now.
Steps in. She reached on an error, and she struck out the pitch. Way outside, ball one. Rochelle Heineman certainly has the power. Hit three home runs on the year, drove in 21. Here's the pitch on the way. Got a good cut that time, fouled it straight back. 1-1.
Rochelle Heineman, of course, playing first base tonight for the missing Cassie Smallwood, who's missing because of a death in her family.
And they missed Bossert at short, too. Late on that swing, fouled it back, 1-2. Rochelle's timing looks a little bit off. Usually pretty far out in front. Makes good contact. But
I don't think you'd want to throw this girl a changeup.
But I think that's what she's going to see here. One ball and two strikes. Nope, fastball high. That's 2-2. Rochelle has a good eye at the plate. She's not going to be swinging at too many bad pitches. She's ready to go. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Ground ball just foul. She had to go downstairs for that one to get a piece of it.
Fouled it over to the LB dugout. Mitch Chance gives chase. Throws it back in.
Misicic really trying to keep that ball down out of her wheelhouse. 2-2. Right-hander goes to work. The pitch. There's a chopper to the shortstop. Long throw. In time. Nice play by Lisa Varger. And Albia strands two. No runs in the inning. One hit. One walk. Two left. We go now to the fifth. Centerville leads it. over Albion this first round district game, 8-6. We'll be right back.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
This summer, don't worry about funding your next home improvement project. Get a home equity line of credit at 4.25% APR for a limited time only from Community First Credit Union. There are no closing costs, and we finance up to 100% of your home's value. Stop by your local branch or apply online today for a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We're back here in Centerville, and they've turned on the lights as we suggested a while ago they needed to, and it looks a whole lot better. The sun's still up in the sky, but with the trees and everything, getting a little sharp. There's a shot as we lead off the inning into right field down the line. Try and pull off up with it, but that is going to be a double right down on the line.
For Kylie Mesetich. And that is their 10th hit of the ball game.
10 hits already, and we're only in the fifth now off Van Polen. That Albie really can't afford to give up any more runs here, Randy. They've got to shut this off.
Number 21, courtesy running at second base for Centerville. That is Caitlin Moore
going in for Mesetich. Of course, in this hot night, they don't want her to run any more than they have to.
And that brings up Lexi Regal, third baseman.
Swing and miss. Good pitch that time from Lexi. Out in front was Regal. On deck, it's Bailey Johnson. Albia has four hits on the night themselves, but 10 for Centerville. High and inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Nice crowd on hand. First round district action. Lexi Van Polen goes to work. Here's the pitch. Just missed.
Boy,
he's not giving him that outside corner, is he?
Those sure do look good from center field. I don't know why umpires don't come out here to call a game.
Here's the pitch. Okay. Narrow strike zone. Three balls, one strike. Here's the 3-1 from Lexi Van Polen. There's a ground ball, hits the third, up with it, Spieler, and throws it into the dirt by the first baseman, Hyman, and there comes another run in to score, and it's 9-6 Centerville. That's going to be an error on Spieler.
That's when it rains, it pours.
And that allowed the run to score for second. And
now Bailey Johnson, left fielder's up.
Boy, this is just, to use another term for another field of work, Albion needs to put a tourniquet on this. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. Just about two innings ago.
That's ball one now to Bailey Johnson. Runner at first, one run in, still nobody out here. We're in the top of the fifth. Centerville has rallied from a 6-2 deficit to lead 9-6. She squares the butt, puts it down, and it goes right by Spieler, and everybody's safe. Caitlin came in, and she knew she was going to bunt, and it went right by her. She didn't get the glove in front of the ball, and that's got to be an error, I think, Randy.
That's two errors in a row on our third baseman.
And now Centerville has runners at first and second, still nobody out. That's what Centerville was trying to just do, the sacrifice and play for another run. They were trying to give us an out, and we gave it back to them.
Yes, we did. It's unacceptable. Unacceptable defense tonight.
And, of course, the girls have to be so frustrated with that because they give it their all, and they're just going to have to kind of buck up here and realize we can still turn this game around.
Well, you know, defensively, they play like, you got to call it spade to spade, and they're playing like a pigtail.
Right now they are, and they look like a championship team the first three innings.
Yes. It's just, and you hate to go back to that nonchalant pickup of Lexi Van Polen's to first base, but that's when the floodgates opened.
But we're seeing that a little bit from the others right now.
Exactly, but we didn't see it from them before that.
One ball, two strikes now to the batter for them, and this is
Taylor Jewett.
Taylor Jewett.
Taylor has a base hit in the ninth. In fact, she's got a couple of them. Bottom of the order is really stunning Albia in this game. There is a pop-up. Lexi will put this one away. That's a big put-out right there. That's out number one. The runners hold it first and second. Albia's still only down by three, Randy, with three innings to go. This game's still very, very winnable for the Lady D's.
Okay, now but top of the order is coming up for Centerville with Colleen Boyle.
You know, you look at the Montezuma game, which we saw, you and I, Bill, a couple of weeks ago. There's a soft liner. Anna Riley steps on the bag, double play, heck of a play by Anna Riley. She drifted over, caught that soft liner, and then ran over and steps on the bag to double up the runner for out number three. The old double play, unassisted by Riley. Good heads-up play by Anna that time. And that retires the side. Centerville gets another run, though. And Mitch Chance now is having a meeting over in front of the Albia dugout with his Chargers, trying to get them back into this game mentally. I think that's the real key right now. We're going to see what they can do in the bottom of the fifth. Right now it's Centerville 9, Albia 6. We'll be back right after this.
Farm better this spring and put more dollars to your bottom line with a Case IH Precision Farming System from Titan Machinery. Offering fully automated steering with repeatability and precision, AFS AccuGuide is your best choice for better guidance solutions. Providing four levels of accuracy down to 1 inch, Case IH and Titan Machinery have the precision farming solutions to fit your operation. Titan Machinery offers affordable solutions to your auto guidance needs. Stop by Titan Machinery today to find out how a Case IH Precision Farming System offers you a better solution. That's why they call us the Better Solutions Dealer.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Crawl at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
The bottom of the fifth, 7-8 to 9-6. Randy Stafford, yours truly, Rich Grimes, Anna Riley just let off with a base hit here for Albia in the bottom of the fifth as they try to rally from a three-run deficit.
Cheyenne put off now at the plate for the Lady D's.
Cheyenne had a double in her first plate appearance. Albia needs to get something going here. They're off to a good start. One on, nobody out. Centerville's had 10 hits in this game and 4 Albia errors, and that's the tail of the tape. This ground ball up the middle, and no play. Score that one, Randy. Infield hit?
Yes.
Infield hit by Putoff, and the Albia crowd coming to life. Now 2 on, nobody out, and they've got to cash in this inning.
They've got to do something, yes. And they've got their bottom half of the lineup coming up. So Mary Shepard's at the plate right now, right-hand hitter, playing shortstop tonight.
Well, Shepard, in her speed, I think I'd be bunting. If she squares to bunt, it's just foul. She can bunt, move the runners along, and probably still get on for a base hit, Randy.
I would like to see her bunted up the first baseline instead of the third baseline with runners in first and second. But right now, I'd just take a bunt in fair territory.
And then anticipating the bunt, they're charging on the corners. The pitch, she puts it down, again, it's foul. She's angling that bat just a little too much to foul territory. If she straightens that out a little bit, she'd have those fair.
Mary, an eighth grader?
She'll be a freshman this year.
She'll be a freshman.
You talk about.
She can work on that. She got plenty of time.
Prospects, high for a ball, 1-2.
It's just unbelievable the speed this young lady has.
That adds such a dimension to baseball and softball if you've got people with speed. There's a short base hit to left field, and that's going to load the bases. A nice piece of two-strike hitting by Mary Shepard, taking it behind the runner into left field, right field, rather. And Albia's loaded the bases here. They're down 9-6, and they've got it cooking right now. And here's Emma Dineen, who scored a run earlier
and drew a base on balls.
And it struck out, and Emma could really do some damage here. Sophomore, hitting .289 in the year. She's got a home run, 10 RBI. Let's just pick them all up right here.
Let's do it.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth, 9-6 game. This has been a wild one. Here's the pitch. High for a ball, 2-0. I think you've got to take here at 2-0, missing pitch. You know, another thing we're looking at, it's a hot night. You wonder about these pitchers. They've thrown a lot of pitches, both of them.
One thing I've noticed about Messitich is she gets runners on, she gets nervous.
3-0 now to Dineen. You know she's going to be taken here.
I'd even make you take here. There's a strike at the letters. 3-1. 3-1. Steelers on deck. There's a shot in the right field, rather. That'll score at least one. Good throw in that time by Johnson. And now we've got a 9-7 game, and the bases are still loaded with nobody out. That was a great play by Bailey Johnson to get that in as quickly as she did to save another run from scoring. And Mitch Chance wants to talk here to Empire. We're going to get a pinch runner here for Deneen.
And the batter up is Caitlin Spieler, who homered in her first at-bat, hit her first home run. She struck out in her second at-bat. She had two errors in a row at third base's last half inning. Now, with the bases full and nobody out, she's got an opportunity to come up and make people forget about those two errors that she committed in that last half inning. But that's why I love this sport. I love baseball. I love softball. It is such a great evener sport, Richard. And, you know, like, take Caitlin, for example. She committed two errors in the last inning.
That can become old news.
Exactly. Exactly. One swing of the bat, and say she doubles, singles, gets a run in, it's forgotten.
We're going to get a pinch runner here for Deneen, Randy. Albia's got the bases loaded, nobody out. We now have a 9-7 ball game. This is the key inning for Albia. They've got to really do some damage here, like Centerville did in the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Good big inning.
Nobody out, bases full, one in.
And the top of the order.
And the top. Yeah. No, this is Caitlin Spieler right here.
But after Spieler.
Yes, Caitlin's number 9 hitter.
Right-handed batter. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Let's see what she's doing here. She's hitting right. Oh, baby! Fly ball out into right, and they should be able to tag. They do. Right fielder Johnson makes the catch, but that's the sacrifice fly. She made contact and drives in the run, and we have a 9-8 game now. And scoring from third base that time was Cheyenne put off. And it's 9-8. Albia still has runners at first and second. One out. Here's your big stick up there now, Sydney Weldon, leading the team with 7 home runs, and she's due, and this is a situation she likes. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. She had a good cut.
She had a great cut. Fox said you can do this.
Tying run at second. Here's the pitch to Weldon. High for a ball. 1-1. Lindsey Griffin on deck.
I don't know what if I were Nick Maloma, I wouldn't put her on.
Hey, you hate to move that lead run, though, into scoring position. Foul straight back, strike two. Sydney's just a little off right now. She slid out and struck out, and she walked once. She's 0 for 2. She just needs one pitch, though. The great hitters only need
one.
And they don't worry about hitting with 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. On the way, it's high for a ball. 2-2. Griffin's on deck. This is what you want right here. You've got the tying run on base and probably your top 2 hitters coming up.
And only one out.
Here's the 2-2. And there's a shot into third base hit. And racing to third base, and she'll hold up there, goes Shepard. Mitch Chance held her up. She had no chance to score there, but the bases are loaded now for Kenzie Griffin with one out. And Albia, as Bill and I laugh sometimes, has their hitting shoes on this inning. They've got 6 hits now in the ballgame. The pitch to Griffin. Swing and a miss. Strike one. A little late on the fastball there. Just want to put the ball in play here. That fly would tie this game up.
That fly would tie it up.
Here's the pitch to Griffin. Outside for a ball. 1-1.
Or everybody's on both.
Mrs. Hitch doesn't walk very many.
No, she doesn't.
She goes to work here. The pitch. There's a pop-up. It's out into shallow left. Left fielder makes the play. They're tagging Shepard. She's coming in. She's going to tie it up. And moving up on the throw home, which went over the catcher's head by the right fielder, Valentine. Albia now puts runners more in scoring position, second and third. But Mary Shepard, that was a short fly ball hit out into Valentine and right. But with Shepard's speed, Mitch Chance set her going, and she scores easily. And this game is tied, 9-9. And Albia now has a lead run at third, and a short run at second.
And Lexi Van Polen up to the plate. Lexi, come on, you can help your own cause here.
Left-handed batter. She's had a base hit tonight. The pitch. Outside, ball one. Good speed on the bases. Romanko went in to run earlier for Deneen.
She's at third, and Weldon's at second. Here's the pitch. There's a shot into center field. Center field over one hand, that she had her played perfectly. Lexi normally would have hit that in the gap for a base hit, but they had her. They had a shift on there. The center fielder was playing well over that way and made the catch. But Albia does catch up here with three big runs. We wanted a little more. We were greedy, but the key is they've rallied to tie this one up here in the bottom of the fifth.
Three runs on five hits in that inning.
Three runs on five hits. And they had only three hits going into that, four hits going into that inning, so that was the big inning, five hits of that inning alone.
I'm sorry, Richard, you were looking at my scoreboard and my scorecard, and I hadn't filled it out yet, but they now have 10 hits for the game.
And Centerville has 10 hits, too. This is a hitter's paradise tonight, and it's a good game. 9-9 as we head to the sixth. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit. Summer's Car Credit.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Randy Sanford, you'll see a wrist grind, top of the sixth, district action. Albia Lady D's, Centerville Reds. Can't get any closer than this. 9-9 as we hit the top of the sixth.
Both of them have 10 hits. Jess Demery's at the plate. It didn't mean to.
How are you doing, fine?
You there, Rich? Jesse Demery at the plate.
Hits at the steal at third, the long throw.
No, they're not going to get her. They're not going to get her infield hit.
They've got to charge those slow hit balls.
She let the ball play her. Caitlin did at third base.
So, leadoff infield hit. That's 11 hits now for Centerville. That's a lead run here in the top of the sixth. You know, Randy, Centerville jumped on top 2-0 in the first. Albia, largely because of Spieler's fair ball throw down by Deneen. Oh, my goodness. Rochelle Hyman drops the throw. That's going to be an error on Rochelle. Nice play by Deneen on the bus. They were going for the sacrifice there. And there was the throw. And I think Rochelle was bothered by the runner there. She's new at first base. And now, suddenly, first and third again for Centerville. That's another Albia error. That's been the problem.
Mitch calls timeout and comes out there. Albia's defense has been very porous tonight. Their bats have taking care of one end of it, but their fielding is just atrocious.
They said Albia went behind 2-0, came back largely in the home run by Spieler to go up 4-2, then went up 6-2 in the third. Centerville had the big fourth inning to tie it and go ahead 8-6, and then they added an insurance run in the fifth. Albia coming back with 3 in the fifth to tie it. And here we go again. We're off the races. Centerville's got first and third now, largely due to the error.
Mm-hmm.
And this game is turning into an offensive contest. Both teams, we've got over 20 hits in this game, but it's the big story isn't the hitting, I think. It's the miscue.
It's the fielding. The fielding by the Lady D's. Rachel Valentine, now the hitter for Centerville.
And they've got a runner caught in the run. Now get your out.
No.
They just stole a run there. Centerville put a delayed steal on with the runner at second. And Albia played on her. I thought they could have got her out, but by the time they made the real big play, she gets back to first, and that allows Demery to score, and Centerville leads 10-9. They stole a run there, and that's what they wanted to do. They had Gardner running to try to get a throw down there, and they had her strung out. She was between first and second, but they closed the gate too quick, too slowly.
Once again, lack of communication. There wasn't anybody on the field hollered home when that girl broke from third.
Nope, and she saw that they were playing on that runner, they could have went home and got her.
I think they could have, yes.
But what you have to do there, you've got to get your out, though, at first base somewhere. If you get that runner in the rundown, you got to get somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So Albia missing an opportunity again, and now Centerville's taking the lead again, 10-9. This is like two fighters in a light heavyweight match or a bantamweight match, I guess we'll say, Randy, and they're just both throwing punches back and forth, and it's whoever's going to be standing at the end who's going to win.
Yeah, it's a slugfest offensively for both ball clubs.
And they're both taking some hits that they don't need to be taking.
That's exactly right.
One ball, two strikes now to Valentine. Runner at first, nobody out. Here's the pitch from Van Polen. And it's 2-2. What you're saying here, though, Randy, and Lexi does a good job, but as she gets older and continues to get better, she's going to be striking a lot of these people out. She's getting to two strikes and can't ring up. And that's going to change everything. There's a ground ball, pass to a glove, Anna Riley, nice play by Anna, again,
got the lead runner.
Unassisted, tagged her out, so that's a big put out, one out. So still a runner at first, now one out, and it brings to the plate Maddie Lang. Lang is 1-for-3 on the night for Centerville. They have 11 hits, and Albie has 10. And we're going to get a pinch runner here now.
0-0.
0-0, that's Katie Onnit, Jr., running for Valentine for Centerville. Albie can keep this a one-run game right now, though. I think they're still in good shape,
especially with the last at-bat. That coin toss may have been the decider. We'll just have to wait and see.
They've got to shut the...
They've got to stop the bleeding. They've got to tighten up that defense.
Line shot, that's down the line. That's a base hit. Cutoff comes up with it, but that'll send runners to third as Onnit's got good speed, just went in the pinch run, and now they've got runners at first and third. Cheyenne did a good job getting that one quickly in.
And Kylie Mesetich, the redhead pitcher.
And here's the first pitch. Boy, he's just not giving her that outside pitch.
No, he is not. Well, I tell you what, kudos to Maddie Lang and Emma Dineen tonight. It is a hot night. Both kids have been back there behind home plate.
This one's fouled off.
And they have done a tremendous job for both teams.
0-2 here to Mesetich. Emma really has impressed me this year, Randy. She's just only a sophomore, and she just gets better and better behind the plate. And she's a heady ball player back there. She calls a good game.
I made a statement when she was an eighth grader where she's playing varsity for Lady the eighth grade that if she wasn't all state by the time she's a senior, she either got injured or moved out.
One ball, two strikes now. She handles herself very well defensively. She'll get stronger as well. There's a ground ball, pass Hyndman. And that's going to score another run, and they'll send another runner over to third. It's first and third again. And it's now 11-9, Centerville. Wow, they're just...
Lexi Regal up to the plate now for Centerville. Lexi plays third base for the Lady Reds.
12 hits for Centerville.
What is her name? Lady Reds?
Redheads.
Okay.
There's a pop-up. That should be caught by Sydney Weldon. Nice play by Sid. And she runs it back in. Nobody moves up there, and that's a big put out there, two out. You've got to freeze that runner at third. They can't let them get another run here.
Bailey Johnson. Bailey Johnson, left fielder for Centerville. Bailey has gone on and scored her first at-bat.
She has two hits.
And that was the one that we thought... Flied out to shortstop and
one hit on the night.
Nobody moved.
And the runner at first just nonchalantly takes second. No play there. They don't want their runner at third to come in. They didn't bite that time. Here's a pitch from Lexi. Pop up, foul territory. Hyndman there and makes a one-handed catch in foul territory. And that retires the side, but Centerville comes back again. Two runs in the inning. On three base hits. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. They strand two that inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Centerville again back on top of Albia by a score of 11-9. We'll be back right after this.
Smith Fertilizer and Grain is hosting an open house on Wednesday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Albia location. Come out and enjoy a delightful evening with great food, fun entertainment, and visit with your friends and neighbors because you know they'll be there. You can also take this opportunity to say goodbye to Natasha and meet Kyle, the new manager and the new staff for Smith Fertilizer and Grain, Albia's location. That's July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Smith Fertilizer and Grain in Albia. We hope to see you there.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Well, Randy, to say this has been a wild one would be an understatement. We're in the bottom of the sixth, 11 to 9. Centerville leads, and Rochelle Hyndman leads it off and just hits the ground ball that the shortstop throws away.
Routine ground ball to shortstop. She picks it up, throws it 4 feet over to first base with head. Anna Riley up now
and takes it high for a ball. Anna's a potential tying run. Hyndman's at first.
It's absolutely incredible. Both teams, their fielding is atrocious. I said it earlier, and I'll stand by it.
There's a little looper, and it's caught by the second baseman. Nice play that time by Taylor Hendricks. One down. Soft liner that time. And it's up now to Cheyenne Hutoff, who had a double to start the game. We could use a double right now. Elliott is down by two.
Surprisingly, Mitch is leaving Rochelle Hyndman at first base to run. Has not brought in a courtesy runner.
That's outside for a ball. This has been an interesting game. Albia once led 6-2. They're down 11-9 now. That way late on that swing put off. 1-1. Cheyenne has done a good job. She just got her first start a couple of weeks ago in right field. She's hit well and she's played well defensively. She's played well defensively tonight.
Richard, you know the girls' rules better than I do. Can you only courtesy run for an individual just so many times a game?
The problem is they haven't done that enough with Rochelle at this point. I mean, they're consulting over there or something now. I'm not sure what they're talking about. They're talking to
Cheyenne.
What are we going to get going here? Mitch is now talking to the umpire. I can't begin to tell you what they're talking about. Usually we're behind home plate and we can tell you, but we're out beyond center field. And now we're going to get our runner.
There's our
question. I was rather amazed at that too. And now we get the courtesy runner, and it's number 22 for Albia.
23.
Looks like one of the Lawrence girls, actually. But I don't know where our, and the PA has not announced it.
23 is one of the Romanco
girls. Okay, I think that's Macy.
We don't get first names,
so. We're left in the dark a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have one of the Romanico girls. They both have good speeches at first for Rochelle Hyndman. It's easier to do a major league game than the degrees. You know,
yeah, really it is.
Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for a strike. Come on, Cheyenne.
Cheyenne Putoff has been on base two out of her three at-bats tonight.
One ball, two strikes. Watch out for the change. Fouled off and drifting out of play. Just out of the reach of hustling second baseman there, Taylor Hendricks.
That's right.
Got to put the ball in play here. Albia's only down by two, but time's wasting. Bottom of the sixth, 11-9, Redettes. The winner will play in Osceola on Friday against either Sheraton or Clark. Clark's going to be a heavy favorite, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
They won the conference this year. Of course, if Albia wins, we'll have that game.
And didn't Clark win the basketball conference, too?
Yeah, they've got a lot of good girls
athletes.
Cheyenne Putoff, good piece of two-strike hitting, puts it into center field, and Albia's runners at first and second, and here we go again.
Cheyenne is 3-for-4 tonight.
Here's Mary Shepard, the shortstop, and there's the speed again. Well, do you bunt here? You've got one out, though, this time, Randy.
Boy.
I bunt for the base hit. although Shepard's hitting a ball all over the place. She is hitting away, way late on that one, strike one. I might think about it now, though.
We'll utilize her speed.
She didn't look too good on that swing, way late on that one.
She has a tendency to bump down third base.
The pitch by Misicic. She is squaring, gets it back, ball one, one and one. It's Chance, third base coach, head coach for Albia, switched off that time. Tying runs are on base here in the bottom of the sixth. She takes a long look down to Mitch this time. Jenny Dorfinghaus coaching at first. Come on, Mary. Here's the pitch on the way. High for ball. Nice save that time by Maddie Lang. Lang handles herself well behind the plate, too, for them.
Two good catchers tonight. I alluded to that earlier. Two really good girls' high school catchers.
Here's the pitch on the way. Low, good eye by Shepard. 3-1. You not only alluded to it, you said it. Oh. That's for the folks in Yorba Linda.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch to Mary Shepard. Oh, my goodness, inside. And the Albia fans wince, and the Centerville fans like that one. It's full count now. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Misicic. There's a loop out in the center, and Centerfield is going to make the play. Stayed up long enough that time for Demery, and there's two out now, and it's all up to
Emma Deneen. Boy, Emma singled her last time up.
You don't want to leave two on here at a third. Tying runs on base, two out. It's up to Emma Deneen here in the bottom of the sixth. Redettes lead 11-9. The pitch. There's a line drive out in the center, and there's Demery again for out number three, and they hit it right on the money. But they had them played perfectly. Albia strands two. And we go to the seventh. Key inning. This is it. Centerville Redettes lead Albia 11-9. The winner advances. The loser is done for the season. We'll be back to that seventh inning right after this.
The 2013 spring planting season is right around the corner. Be ready for this important season with Titan Machinery's Uptime Maintenance Program. Case IH certified uptime maintenance inspections are the best way to ensure that equipment continues to perform at its peak. These inspections are conducted by service professionals and provide a comprehensive analysis of the machine's maintenance needs. Use your Titan Access account to save time and money on qualifying inspections as well as many parts and service purchases. We are your Case IH Uptime Better Solutions dealer. Titan Machinery, Highway 23 South, Oskaloosa.
This summer, don't worry about funding your next home improvement project. Get a home equity line of credit at 4.25% APR for a limited time only from Community First Credit Union. There are no closing costs, and we finance up to 100% of your home's value. Stop by your local branch or apply online today for a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Randy Stafford and yours truly, Rich Grimes, District Softball Action. Centerville Redettes lead Albia as we go to the 7th, 11-9. Albia once led in this game 6-2, and then they trailed 9-6, and they tied it up, and now the Redettes lead it going to 7th, 11-9. Over 21 hits in this ballgame. What, over 21 hits, I think, for both clubs, at least?
Yep.
And a lot of errors, too. But Centerville, the difference in this game, Randy, has been Centerville's played
better defensively.
Not by much,
but better defensively. They've been able to field the ball. Their throwing is suspect, but fielding the ball, you got to field the ball before you can throw it. We haven't been able to field the ball
at key times. You know, Albia defeated Oskaloosa, which was ranked earlier this year, but Albia made seven errors in that game, which is amazing. There's a ground ball. That's by put off. Base hit. Pass Ryan put off, who's now at first base for Albia, coming in from right field, and Macy Romanco, I believe, is now in right. But that goes by Cheyenne, too.
Yep.
And so here we go again. Centerville's got the leadoff runner on. Top of the order, Colleen Boyle. There's a strike. He calls the outside strike that time. The umpire's done a great job, though, tonight. No problem. Jeff Miller, Byron Lynn from Pella. Albia down by two. Absolutely can't give up anymore. Here's a pitch from Lexi. Popped up on the infield. Anna Riley moves in. She'll put that one away. One down. One away. One on, one out. And the batter right now is Demery.
Center fielder Jeff
Demery. Demery's played a great center field for them in this game. She's had a lot of putouts.
Albie expecting a bunt from the left-handed batter. They're charging in. The pitch from Demery. She slaps at it. Played by Spieler. Long throw. Nice play by Caitlin Spieler, getting the put out of Demery. And Cheyenne Putoff doing a good job at first base there. Two down now, but the runner in the scoring position, Nick Malone, playing for that insurance run. And here's Barger, the shortstop, right-handed batter. You're going to have fun with the post-game totals, whoever wins this. Ground ball to Spieler. Long throw, put off, good play. As I swallow a bug. We're out number three. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Do or die for the Lady D. Is Mitch Chance having a meeting with his players over there? They've got to rally for at least two and send this to extra, win with scoring three. Which will it be? Let's hope it's one of those two.
Well, we've got the chart, the scorebook in our favor because we come up with Caitlin Spieler, who hit a home run earlier tonight, a three-run homer at 9-1-2. That's where we'll see you right after these messages.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Well, as Mike Shannon so often says with the St. Louis Cardinals, old Abner's done it again. Albie's got a shot here in the bottom of the seventh. 9-1-2, top of the order. Caitlin Spieler sends one sky high to the shortstop, and Barger puts it away, one down. Well, Albie's got a couple more chances here, but that's a big leadoff out on Spieler. She hit it a mile high, but Barger made the play at short. Here's Sydney Weldon. Sydney's been kind of quiet tonight. Sydney needs to get the book. Albia's leading hitter on the season, only a junior. The pitch, low for a ball.
She had a single in her last at-bat, and she's been relatively quiet the rest of the night.
Real key was last inning, I thought, too, Randy. Albia had a pretty good opportunity and could cash in. Had a couple of people on.
Mm-hmm.
Ball two now to Weldon. I think you need base runners here. You almost have to take a pitch, even with your best hitter up there. You've got to get on any way you can. Here's the pitch now. Swings and fouls it off. She was swinging and was late on that one, 2-1. I'm surprised, and Mitch said before the game that they have trouble with Misicic, but she is not overpowered.
No, she's not, and I was just going to say, I don't understand why we're so late getting around on her.
3-1 now. Albie had four home runs against Montezuma's pitcher, and she was much quicker to the plate.
Mm-hmm. But the Montezuma pitcher, and in all fairness to Kylie Messapitch, the Montezuma pitcher was throwing BBs, too.
Didn't have any movement.
No, she didn't have any.
Flattened it out. Mm-hmm. There's the walk. That's a big walk. Sydney's at first. Here's Kenzie Griffin. How about a home run here to tie this one up? Kenzie's got three on the year. Sophomore, she came in hitting 412, swinging a hot bat. She takes a strike. On deck, Lexi Van Polen. Well, we've got a shot at it here, Randy.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we play the game.
Going to work is Misicic. That's high for a ball, 1-1. Nice night. Well, that flag just didn't move tonight, though, did it?
No.
No. No breeze. Kenzie Griffin awaits the pitch. She skies it on the infield. Misicic is going to be right underneath it, two away, and Albie's just uppercutting a lot here and getting under the ball. That's good movement by Misicic, two away, and it's all up to Lexi Van Polen. And Albia just one out away from being eliminated. They've got to come up with something here with two out. Boy, you're going to be kind of sick if they lose this because they've let it get away, Randy.
They have.
Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. The winner of this game goes to Clark of Osceola Friday night for a 7 o'clock game against either Sharon or heavy favorite Clark. Here's the pitch. Strike two, and Lexi's quickly in the hole, 0-2. And boy, this is not where you want to be with Misicic. Albia had plenty of hits tonight, but just outside, 1-2. We want to remind you, we've got lots of boys baseball still coming up this season. We'll tell you about that later. Let's hope we have more girls yet. The pitch, ground ball, base hit to left, and the inning stays alive as Van Polen comes up with a base hit. tying runs are on now for Albia. Two out, and it's up to Romanko, who went into the game for Hyman. And Mitch Shantz giving her a long set of instructions here. Well, that was a defensive move by Mitch, but now offensively, a lot of pressure on young Romanko here, particularly when you have somebody up there who could have been there,
mm-hmm.
who, although she'd had a long night, can change the game with one swing. But there's always unlikely heroes and heroines in these games. That's the story of district and state baseball and softball. Right now, they're hoping that happens with Romanko up there. She's looking for her first hit of the regular season. As I swallow another bug. They are homing pigeon bugs, apparently. I don't know. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a chopper. Foul. Strike one.
This is a position I don't think I would like to be in for a young lady like Macy.
I would like to see her put one in the gap here because it would tie this game up, Randy. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Mm-mm-mm. 0-2.
Now, are you looking for changeup? You're looking for fastball?
I think she'll just try to blow one by her. Low for a ball. 1-2.
She went to that low outside.
She has the luxury here of being ahead in the count, doing several things. The big problem here for Albia is you've got a lot of inexperience up there now. She's got good form, though. She's going to get a good cut. She did have to strike three, and that is the ball game. Centerville has rallied again and again, and they've won it over Albia 11-9, and that ends the Albia Lady D season. Mitch Shantz is standing, looking, and I think what he's pondering is we let one get away here. We're going to be back for our final comments to look at the totals and highlights and tell you what's coming up on Thunder Country. We're not done yet. That's the end of the softball season for the Albia Lady D's, but it's not the end of our sports season with great summer action still coming your way. We'll talk about that when we come back right after this.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
While you sit back and watch the corn grow, it's hard not to daydream about this fall's yields. So dream away and leave the work to Barker Implement. Right now, we're offering a free corn head inspection from our John Deere certified technicians. And if you allow our pros to install any needed John Deere parts, you'll save another 10% on those. Learn more about our corn head inspection specials, valid through July 31st at eBarkers.com. Barker Implement, powered by green, driven by values.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give them a call. call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today. 777-3774.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
We're back here in Centerville, where tonight the Centerville Redettes have defeated the Albia Lady Ds 11-9. They will now move on to Clark of Osceola to take on Clark or Sharon. Clark would be the heavy favorite in that. They won the conference this year. And for the Albia Lady Ds, they finished their season. Centerville now 20-20 on the year. Albia closes at 15-18. And one of the things that's so amazing, Albia lost to Centerville three times this year and yet finished ahead of Centerville in the conference. But Centerville had their number. And interesting game. Albia jumped off to a lead 6-2 after trailing 2-0. Centerville led with two in the second. Albia with the big home run by Spieler went ahead 4-2, three-run shot by Caitlin. It stayed 4-2 until the bottom of the third when Albia added two more. And at 6-2, Randy, things looked pretty good until that fourth inning for Centerville when they came up with six runs and everything went wrong for the Lady Ds. And then they went up by another run, 9-6. Albia rallied for three in the bottom half of the fifth to tie it 9-9, but then Centerville came up with two more in the sixth, and they went at 11-9.
See, Centerville had 11 runs on 14 hits.
14 hits.
And only one strikeout and allowed two walks the whole night.
So Lexi had one strikeout tonight.
Yeah, Lexi only had one strikeout.
And 14 hits by Centerville.
And Albia had 9 runs on 12 hits. We also struck out 7 times, but the big indicator, folks, is 6 big glaring errors.
And they were costly. If you mix in, how many hits do they have?
They had 14.
14 hits, you put in 6 errors, there's 20 base runners.
Mm-hmm.
And Lexi had pretty good control. She didn't walk one or two tonight. But you can't put that many people on. And the discouraging thing, Albia had 12 hits, and you lose the game. That's just a heartbreaker, especially when it's one and done.
Yep.
Hitting stars tonight, 12 hits. Caitlin Spieler, the three-run homer, has to be the big hitting star for Albia tonight.
Well, Cheyenne Putoff also
did a great job.
Cheyenne Putoff did a great job. She was 3-for-4 playing right field before she got moved to first for the last inning. But she did a great job at the plate.
And just real frustrating for Mitch Chance. He's still out talking to his kids. That's the last game for three seniors, Randy. Anna Riley, Cassie Smallwood wasn't here, and the last game, too, for Rochelle Hindman. They really missed Cassie Smallwood and Tegan Bossert tonight.
They sure did. Tegan Bossert, of course, was here, but not in uniforms, still suffering from the effects of mono, but she would have been back had Albia won this ball game tonight. But doggone it, that is just the fielding errors. It was just, Centerville had throwing errors, but they had to field the ball first before they could have the throwing errors. Well, Albia had very few throwing errors because they couldn't field the ball again.
And there were balls Albia should have got to. They didn't get to.
Oh, yes. And there were some decisions, a bunt right in front of home plate with the bases full.
And force out of the plate.
And he had to force at the plate, and she goes to one. Just things like that. You take that run off the board, and you're looking at 10-9.
The interesting thing about that, you look at that, and Mitch said it so well before the game, and we've talked about it, and Bill's talked about it. Albia sometimes, this young, and let's say that, it's a young Lady D team, sometimes looks like conference champions. Other times, you just wonder if it's like the game before. That's what you get, and we've done it for years, coaching and announcing and stuff. You get that with young teams.
One of the things that a young team has to do, virtually one of the first things that I always try to get my young kids to do was separate your offense from your defense. Number one, if you, like Caitlin Spieler, had a couple of errors at third base, a couple of throwing errors, that she came back with a single. Separate your offense from your defense. You're getting down on defense, you get down on yourself because you committed a couple of errors. Well, then it's your turn to bat. Don't go up to the plate thinking, boy, I really cost my team. No, you go up to the plate when you're on offense thinking, I'll help this ball club.
I'm going to back you up with that, and I know I always use St. Louis Cardinal references. Mike Matheny is such a great teacher for the Cardinals, took over for La Russa, does a good job. And Mike's only coaching experience was actually Little League before he took over the Cardinals 2 years ago. He's a born leader. They've got a guy who plays center field, John Jay, another shortstop, Pete Cosma. They're not hitting well now. Mike has made the comment, particularly in the last 2 weeks, we still need you to play good defense. You may not be hitting, but you've got to play the good defense. And you've, even at that level, you've got to get the disconnect so you're not letting both aspects of your game go down because one's not good.
And in the high school level, it's a maturity thing. You know, I love to see kids, when they strike out, run back into the dugout, place their helmet in the box, put their bat in the where you put your bat, and sit down. I mean, you don't stomp back into the dugout or walk back in. That really upsets me to see somebody walk back in. Throw your helmet down like it's the helmet's fault. Believe me, it was the thing under the helmet that caused that strikeout. But, you know, you just got to go in with the attitude that, hey, you know, that guy got me this time, but I'll get him the next time.
And it was tough tonight, Cassie Smallwood. We wish her the best. She had a death in their family, extended family, and, of course, we hope Tegan continues to recover. But when you miss two key infielders, you're shifting other people around and everything's out of sync. But I'll tell you what, before we close out tonight, a couple of things we've got to talk about. This is a young Lady D team. You've got key people back. You lose three nice seniors, but they have their battery back, Lexi Van Polen, Emma Deneen. They've got Sydney Weldon and Kenzie Griffin back. They've got Mary Shepard. They've just got loads of young talent. Cheyenne Putoff came on late in the year. This is a team that's got speed. It's got hitting. They know what they need to work on before next year, getting better, getting stronger, those type of things. But they've got a bright future if they work at it, and they can really be a force in the South Central Conference next year if they do the right things, because they've shown us this year that they can really do some great things when they're ready to play.
Clark was heavily laden with senior girls this year. Of course, they run away with the conference. But, the Lady D's could make some noise next year, and so could this young Centerville ball club, too.
So... And I want to say this, too, about these Lady D's, kind of being called back into the broadcast booth this year after many years of doing other things. It's been a lot of fun to work around these Lady D players. We did a lot of interviews with a lot of them and got to know them very, very well. And what a great young group of ladies, young ladies. And reminds me of my old classroom and coaching days. Great kids to be around.
Yes, they are. And you conducted a lot of the interviews in the Albia press box when I was up there doing the PA, and I always love to see they come up with the smiles on their faces. The season record was of no consequence to them. They were just having fun.
So we wish them the best, and we'll see so many of them again. It'll be interesting to follow some of their professional careers, too. I look at Anna Riley out here. This isn't the end, though, for us. Randy, it was great to work with you tonight, but let's take a look at baseball action now. We want to thank Joe Millage and Derek working the board tonight. Greg does it sometimes. Saturday night, baseball action. Albia hosts the district baseball. Albia plays Davis County at 7 o'clock Saturday night at Albia. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with that. Are you working the booth that night?
No, I'm not. I've got other commitments down in my hometown.
Bill Saylor will be up again with that, and Bill and I will have that game. At 6:30, we'll be on the air as the Albia Blue Demons take on the Davis County Mustangs in a key matchup. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont's in that district. And we'll be watching to see if Albia can advance, but we'll be following, obviously, Boyd Britton's Albia squad. We'll be watching to see what Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont does. But all that district is in Albia, and we hope to get a big Albia crowd out there. An area crowd, Saturday night, we'll be on the air at 6:30 with that. I want to mention this, too, as we head into tournaments. We're going to be following Twin Cedars of Bussey, 29-1 now, best record in the state of Iowa.
And we're in a grand round number two.
Yeah, got a great shot to go to state.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be following them all the way, and hopefully, you know, we'll all end up at Principal Park, covering somebody from the area, whether it's Albia or Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, or certainly, I think, the heavy favorite to get there is Twin Cedars of Bussey.
I saw Twin Cedars only once this year, and that was the night that Albia beat them 6-5 up there on their yard. But I was so impressed with Twin Cedars, just the way they played the game and the communications with the players. I talked about this earlier in this broadcast tonight with this girls' game. There's no communications at Albia, and I'm talking baseball and softball both. But at Twin Cedars, it was just everybody was talking constantly. Everybody was fielding. Everybody was backing up. They were very, very, very sound fundamentally, and consequently, they're 29-1.
So we'll look forward to that. What I'm telling you, we've got a lot of baseball action coming your way yet on Thunder Country here on our summer season. I hope you'll join yours truly, Rich Grimes, Randy Stafford, Bill Saylor, because we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. And as we close it out here, Randy, I just watched Tegan Bossert, who didn't get a play tonight. She's recovering from mono, and she just walked out with nobody else on the field at her shortstop position. She'll be back next year with her pink shoes on and was walking around shortstop undoubtedly thinking, oh, I wish I could have played tonight.
Yes. The end of the season, even if you're an underclassman, of course, for the seniors, it's heartbreak city. But one of the things I'd like to tell these seniors is don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. A lot of kids don't get the opportunity that these three seniors had tonight. So, you know, you take it in stride. You got your whole life ahead of you. It's not the end of the world. The sun will come up tomorrow. And greet the morning sun with a smile.
Well, Randy, we always have fun. And again, Centerville wins it tonight in the advance, 11-9. But as the old comedian said many years ago, baseball been very, very good to me.
Very, very good to me.
A lot of baseball coming up Saturday night. Albia, Davis County, I'll be there. We hope you're there on the dial, too. So thanks for your time this time. Until next time, so long.